KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, sprinkles, and it's currently 65 degrees. We picked up an inch so far here in Atlantic. That was 71 hundredths up until 7 a.m., and an additional 29 one-hundredths from 7 a.m. to just before 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Our weather forecast for today is calling for variably cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, a high of 88. Radar shows lots of shower activity in our listening area, stretching from the Ottoman-Guthrie County line across Interstate 80 to portions of northern Cass County and the western sections of our county into eastern Pottawatomie County, and then down into the southeast or southwest corner of the state. In the news, a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation county purpose loan agreement and the borrowing of not more than $4.5 million associated with the agreement is set to take place in just under a half an hour in Atlantic. The hearing is part of a regular meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors, and is with regard to the construction of the Echo to Buck Creek to Glacier roads and the Elite Octane ethanol plant. The board will take action on the resolution following the hearing. In other business, the supervisors will act on a fireworks resolution and expense appropriations for fiscal year 2018. They'll also receive certifications from county officers for base salaries of their deputies and certify base salaries of the deputies to the county auditor. Their final action item is to determine the compensation of so-called other employees. Cass County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 8:30 in the Board of Supervisors room at the courthouse here in Atlantic. Officials with Cass Incorporated in Atlantic yesterday announced that Cass Inc. intends to merge with Crossroads of Western Iowa effective September 1st. Crossroads, like Cass Inc., is a 501c3 nonprofit organization providing support services to individuals with disabilities, and they have similar history and align closely to Cass Incorporated's mission, vision, values, and culture. Both organizations provide a variety of services, including community-based employment and residential services that help people live lives of meaning and value. The services are designed to help people live as independently as they can, getting and maintaining jobs, living in their own homes, and fully participating within their communities. Crossroads of Western Iowa was founded in 1975 as Monona Services and based in Ottawa and later in Missouri Valley. Their administrative offices have recently moved to Council Bluffs, and today Crossroads serves 370 people and employs 310 staff. Glenda Ferrier, the CEO of Cass Incorporated for the past 28 years, says in a press release that we've been working on compliance with the federal Medicaid settings rule, moving people out of segregated services and buildings into community-based services. She said they sold their main building and continue to work on downsizing, and throughout this, they've been adamant that Cass Incorporated is not closing, and they are merging with another organization that was a tough decision for Cass. Ferrier said also they're celebrating their 40th anniversary this year, and that's a long time to provide valuable service to our community. They didn't want to lose their identity. But since Iowa has implemented managed care organizations to oversee its Medicaid program, she says we're now funded almost exclusively by Medicaid, and that's become clear that we're not big enough to survive in the new world under that. Their board and leadership have done due diligence in preparation for the decision. Now, like Cass Incorporated, Ferrier says Crossroads is a well-respected provider in the state, and they accomplish positive outcomes for the people they serve, so this will be a good fit. And by partnering with Crossroads, the organizations say that they will be able to expand their combined services over a larger geographic area and assure their work will continue in the managed care arena. The Iowa Department of Transportation Commission has approved the fiscal year 2018 through 2022 Iowa Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP. The program reflects Iowa's multimodal transportation system through inclusion of investments in aviation, transit, railroads, trails, and highways, and it represents a major commitment to the Iowa DOT's mission of safe mobility, that is, getting you safely, efficiently, and conveniently to your destination. Included among the DOT's additional capacity and safety system enhancement projects in our listening area is U.S. Highway 6 in Pottawatomie County. That'll be from Railroad Highway to County Road G67, or Hunt Avenue, in Council Bluffs, and U.S. 169 in Dallas County from Highway 141 to U.S. 30. Officials of the City of Atlantic report the city's annual mosquito spraying efforts will begin this Thursday, June 15th, and Friday, June 16th. The spraying will take place from 4 until 7 a.m., weather permitting. Spraying will continue then every Thursday and Friday morning throughout the city during the summer until further notice. It's hoped that the spraying will reduce the mosquito population. You can help in that effort by eliminating any standing water on your property. Elsewhere in the news, no injuries were reported following a boating accident at Lake Anita late Tuesday morning. Anita Fire Chief Josh Peach, who also manages the lake, told KJAN News that two men were out on the lake in an aluminum V-bottom style boat that was apparently overloaded, and with the high winds, the boat began taking on water and then capsized. That happened just before noon yesterday. As the men clung to the boat, one of them, who is a good swimmer, tossed the other a life jacket. The men, who were not immediately identified, and their boat eventually drifted to shore and were checked out by EMS but did not require treatment. The boat was recovered at around 12:35 p.m., and all the crews were heading back to the station a few minutes later. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Council Bluffs died during a head-on crash Monday evening southeast of Council Bluffs. Officials identified the victim as 73-year-old Patricia Larson. Two other people, 46-year-old Tina Shipley of Glenwood and a passenger in her vehicle, Roger Shipley, were transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. That accident happened around 5:20 p.m. Monday at the intersection of Wabash Avenue and Ashwood Lane. A preliminary investigation showed Larson was traveling southbound on Wabash in a 2014 Chevy Cruze. Tina Shipley was traveling north on Wabash in a 2013 Ford pickup when the vehicles collided head-on. Patricia Larson died at the scene. The cause of the crash remained under investigation. A traffic stop early Monday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man from Page County on drug and other charges. The sheriff's office said 59-year-old Robin Clark Latham of Clarinda was arrested for possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, that being crushed up Percocet pills, possession of drug paraphernalia, a broken meth pipe, providing false information, identification information, and driving under suspension. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 3 a.m. Monday. The deputy also noticed the license plate didn't match the vehicle Latham was driving. That resulted in Latham being cited for fraudulent use of registration plates. And an Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a woman was arrested at around 7 a.m. Tuesday for public intoxication, second offense. 41-year-old Stephanie Ann Marie Curran of Corning was taken into custody after deputies were called to her home. Upon arrival, they found Curran on the street, very confused. An investigation determined she was allegedly under the influence of a controlled substance. Our news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.